The 17th president of MIT has issued a stern warning about some major challenges facing the nation's research universities. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch is just back from today's inauguration ceremonies for MIT's new president, Raphael Reif. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Deb.
Well, remind us, first off, about President Reif's background. He's no stranger to MIT.
No, originally from Venezuela, but longtime student and professor there. He served as provost for the last 7 years under Susan Hockfield, the outgoing president who stepped down.
Mm-hmm. And in his inaugural address today, President Reif shared concerns about the cost of higher ed and about competition. Tell us what he said.
Yeah, so he spoke directly to what everybody really talks about, and that's the high cost to students and their parents for paying for higher ed. But he said what many people don't realize is that higher ed is costing universities more lately, too. Here's what he said.
At a major private university like MIT, we have to invest more than 3 times as much to educate our undergraduates as we receive in net tuition. That is tuition minus financial aid. More than 3 times as much. In the long run, this is not a sustainable financial model.
Not sustainable, he says, because alumni and other donors are basically subsidizing undergraduate education, he says. And at the same time, the changes in higher education delivery are going to affect that.
And those changes would obviously include online education, which also presents some challenges to schools like MIT. Is that what he said as well?
Challenges and opportunities. I mean, he said that the ability to teach online and use digital learning tools is definitely putting higher education through its biggest transformation in 500 years. And in many ways, he says it's better because it's cheaper, but he admits it can also threaten research universities.
So what is President Reif suggesting?
Well, he says that besides just being a challenge, it's also an opportunity. Here's what he told students and faculty in the audience today.
The creative possibilities that will flow from integrating the best of online and residential education are enormous. The printing press did not weaken universities. It strengthened them. These are huge opportunities for higher education. It is our shared duty to make sure the outcome serves humanity.
And Reif basically reminded those in the audience that MIT's mission is to use technology to make the world better. And so he asked them to embrace this challenge and try to lead the coming transformation.
All right. WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.